I fear both the tigers of Detroit and the Indians of Cleveland. Be careful, or you will fear even the Reds of Cincinnati and the White Sox of Chicago. You study it and tell me when I come back. Do you think we should buy a terminal of the lottery with an 85? Tomorrow is the 85th day. We can do that, the boy said. But what about the 87 of your great record? It could not happen twice. Do you think you can find an 85? I can order one. One sheet. That's $2.50. Who can we borrow that from? That's easy. I can always borrow $2.50. I think perhaps I can too, but I try not to borrow. First you borrow, then you beg. Keep warm, old man, the boy said. Remember, we are in September. The month when the great fish come, the old man said. Anyone can be a fisherman in May. I go now for the sardines, the boy said. When the boy came back, the old man was asleep in the chair, and the sun was down. The boy took the old army blanket off the bed and spread it over the back of the chair and over the old man's shoulders. They were strange shoulders, still powerful, although very old, and the neck was still strong, too, and the creases did not show so much when the old man was asleep and his head fallen forward. His shirt had been patched so many times that it was like the sail, and the patches were faded to many different shades by the sun. The old man's head was very old, though, and with his eyes closed there was no life in his face. The newspaper lay across his knees, and the weight of his arm held it there in the evening breeze. He was barefooted. The boy left him there, and when he came back the old man was still asleep. "Wake up, old man," the boy said, and put his hand on one of the old man's knees. The old man opened his eyes, and for a moment he was coming back from a long way away. Then he smiled. "What have you got?" he asked. "Supper," said the boy. "We're going to have supper." "I'm not very hungry." "Come on and eat. You can't fish and not eat." "I have," the old man said, getting up and taking the newspaper and folding it. Then he started to fold the blanket. "Keep the blanket around you," the boy said. "You'll not fish without eating while I'm alive." "Then live a long time and take care of yourself," the old man said. "What are we eating?" "Black beans and rice, fried bananas, and some stew." The boy had brought them in a two-decker metal container from the terrace. The two sets of knives and forks and spoons were in his pocket with a paper napkin wrapped around each set. "Who gave this to you?" "Martin, the owner." "I must thank him." "I thanked him already," the boy said. "You don't need to thank him.